Okay, everyone. So I have been super on top of getting this podcast stuff done, despite the fact that my kids did not start school like we thought they were going to. I had all these grand plans, but I'm trying to do like a interview solo episode interview, you know, and I'm trying to space out the type of information and like topics we're covering. And it is the night before this is going to air. And I'm like, I'll just record the podcast that night. All right, everybody, what are we talking about? We are having the most insane windstorm here in Madrid. So let me just describe this scene for you. Do you know what a nugget is? like those modular kid couches. We have knockoff ones from Sam's Club. Do the exact same thing. I have built myself a fort. And I have a five-sided nugget fort that I am recording in, and it is my recording studio right now. And I'm honestly thinking if this works, then I have to keep recording in here because it blocks out all the additional noise. But if you hear any like weird, spooky sounds in the background, it's because we are having an insane windstorm. So anyways, today we are talking about just what I've learned and how I practically prepare myself and like my home for when I'm solo parenting. So we're going to go into that if you need advice, because everyone's husbands leave every once in a while, right? So we're going to get into that after the little intro thing. But if you're digging this podcast, please go leave us a rating and review. I say us, like there's more than one me. It's just me. But that would really help just other Christian Catholic women who are trying to find something like this, find the podcast. So go leave a rating and review anywhere that you listen to podcasts, and make sure it's a 5-star. That would be ideal. Here we go.
Welcome to the Holy Hot Mess Podcast. I'm your host, Heather, and this is the podcast where we strive for holiness even when everything in the world and our personal lives can feel like it's a massive hot mess. From deep theological chats to simple practical advice, we talk about it all here, all in hopes that we can encourage each other to keep our eyes, hearts, and minds set on heaven.
Okay, guys, I'm listening back to this, and I can tell that I was holding the mic and it's driving me crazy, but you know, it's on brand. You can kind of hear some clanking around. My apologies. This is just a little chit chat between friends. I did want to tell you about the sponsor today, the affiliate, and the affiliate is Blessed Is She. If you go to holyhotmess.net/blessedisshepod, gets a little cutback from it, but they have great Advent and Lenten studies, and they just released their Lent study for 2024, and it's called Rescued, and it's talking about the gist of what I'm getting is basically like you give up all these things, and Lent is so like about the sacrifice and all these things, but He rescued us. So like really focusing on the rescue part of the story. And I'm really excited to dive into it. We've done it every year. This past Advent, I actually got the kids study, the husband study, the man study, and the wife study, because they all kind of coincide. That was really nice for Advent. So go to holyhotmess.net/blessedisshe. You help support the pod, get yourself a Lent Bible study. And yeah, here we go. Okay, so this is kind of inspired by, I had a friend ask me, like, how do you survive this stuff? And also, I saw some viral post about some woman complaining that people who have a husband say that they're solo parenting. I don't know if this is right. There's no doctrine on this, right? But to me, single parenting is when you are having to parent as a single person, right? Like you're not married. So you're a single parent. It's all on you. Hopefully you're tag teaming with the person you made the baby with. But that to me is what a single parent is. Solo parenting, however, is when you're in a marriage and for whatever reason, they're not home for like longer than a typical work day, right?
So you're not solo parenting from like 9 to 5 when you're just parenting like normal. It's the things that like normally dad's there when everybody wakes up, or normally dad's there when everybody goes to sleep. So my husband is not here when the kids wake up in the morning. He's not. So like that's kind of nothing new. I do all of that solo anyways. But it's the bedtime. And then the fact that it's like, wake up and do it all over again, right? So whether you're a military spouse, like I am, hi, if you haven't listened to this podcast, I'm a military spouse. We're stationed overseas. He traveled a lot. I'm thinking trucker. I'm thinking medical professional, police, fireman, anything with shift work. Like, you're going to have to solo parent occasionally. And I'm going to give this complete disclaimer because I know that like the root of most sin is pride, but like, I don't mind admitting my faults. And I feel like today was not my best day. So I'm coming at you from a place of, these are the things I've done in the past that have worked really well. And I kind of need that refresher because our home and our family is our greatest ministry. Right. And so I have to remember that, especially with the podcast and being on Instagram. Like, I love it and I want God to use me. And I love interacting with you guys, and it's lonely here. So that's just such a beautiful aspect of like connectivity in the world. But like, they are my primary mission field. And so, like, how am I loving them consistently, even when their world is inconsistent, you know? So again, being totally frank, didn't feel like I did all of these things today. My day was kind of crap. You know, I was frustrated counting down the seconds till bedtime. I know you've been there. I don't like those days. I don't want to count down the seconds until my kids are asleep so I can do whatever I want to do. And I was being really selfish today. So this is me kind of like reflecting and shooting from the hip. I've got no notes. Go figure. Heather didn't prepare any notes. I've got no notes, but this is just me thinking, okay, what are these things that I know when I do them, the day goes better, especially when I'm solo parenting. So I would say number one, I put aside money every single payday for takeout. Every single payday. And we don't eat takeout the whole time he's gone, but I try to do it so that like it, for every week he's gone, I could order out like twice. And that would be like $50 for McDonald's and $50 for pizza, you know? And so if I know he's, you know, leaving every 6 weeks, I just kind of take a little bit out here and there and allow myself that grace, because I've tried before to just think that I have to be everything. And like, I am only capable of being like what the Lord wants me to be and what the Lord wants me to do, like in that moment. And the Lord knows that being the mother and the father is incredibly difficult. So if my primary role when he is home is like meal planning and making sure that we have warm cooked meals, we're talking all those primary roles, and now any secondary things that come up, you know what I mean? Interruptions and all those things, you have no one to tag team with. And so I give myself the grace that I'm going to need to order pizza and get McDonald's once in those week, in that week, you know? Now I did not prioritize this last time he was deployed, and I was drowning. So that's like longer term. I'm kind of talking like up to a month at a time, him being gone, anywhere from like a week to a month. So I would say that, and or suck up your pride. You have got to suck up your pride and ask somebody to make you a meal. Just ask. What is the worst thing that could happen? They could say no. And you know what? They could even turn around and talk behind your back and say like, she asked me for help because her husband was gone for a week. Yeah. Takes a village, homie. So there, I'm actually like the meal coordinator for the unit here, which is kind of a flop. But the idea is that for any reason whatsoever, we should just be able, somebody should be able to contact me and just say like, hey, can you coordinate that somebody brings me a meal on XYZ day? There is nothing wrong with asking for that. If you have a friend or a family member or anybody that you could just say, hey, husband's going to be out of town. Is there any way you can make us a meal to help like support me a little bit? Your friends and your family honestly would probably love to do that. Because I know I want to love people, but you don't want to step on their feet, on their toes. You don't want to overstep your bounds. You don't want to like have them think you think they're incapable, you know, anything like that. So I do that. I also do my very best, which I didn't do today. I did up a little bit, but to wake up before the kids. Because when I wake up to my children, it is go time from the second I wake up until their bedtime. And I'm done by bedtime. I'm done by 3 p.m. and I'm ready for them to like, shut up, leave me alone, get away, you know? And that's not how I want to treat my children. So the time with God in the morning, getting your orders from God, getting your perspective, right? Helps the day so, so much. You can't replace it with anything else. Additionally, I would say do a load of laundry every single day. I don't know how many kids you have. Maybe you have one kid. Maybe you have two kids. Maybe you don't need to do laundry every day, but just do laundry every day and then it's not going to get piled up because the amount of times I have let the laundry become like, I basically like mold it into a shape of my husband on my bed before I made very strict rules about what could be done in our bedroom. There would just like the entire, you could tell he was gone because there was like a husband shaped pile of laundry on his side of the bed. And I would walk into my room at the end of the night when I was supposed to be relaxing and I would see a chore. Even if I was going to like consciously ignore that chore, I was still seeing a chore. And mentally, it just wasn't good for me. This is something that I severely failed at today. And I was disassociating from my responsibilities from being on social media. So the best way I can say to like create those boundaries around social media that have worked for me in the past is to journal it and take it to prayer. And then you're accountable to God when you tell him those things. So maybe when your husband's out of town and you're solo parenting, the rule is there is no cell phone time between when the kids up and when the kids get up and when the kids go to sleep, meaning like social media. I feel like I have to do things on my phone, right? But the social media or whatever. And when I obey that in myself, I'm so much more present and they annoy me so much less. Right? Because when I would normally get bored and pick up the phone, instead I'm going to get bored and do you guys want to watch a TV show? Do you guys want to snuggle? Do you want to read books? Things like that. Take this solo parenting time as added time with your children to attend to their needs. My butt is kind of going numb because I'm sitting on the floor. And now my legs are going numb. We're just going to ignore it and roll. Roll with it, people. Roll with it. So, yeah. So I would say even too, what I really do is really, really simply meal plan. Like we're doing oatmeal every morning this week. And I made sure I got groceries before he left. And I'm not getting groceries again until he comes back. And
just trying to do things as simply as possible. I'm not going to plan any crafts or outings or anywhere where we have to go. And honestly, when we lived in America, I would jam stuff in there because that was good for me. Like we would go to the Y and we would do these things and we'd go to the library and I'd make things. But here it's too anxiety inducing to go try to do things out in public when I barely speak Spanish. And so I have to flex and realize like, okay, in this state of life, what is best for my family is for us to just kind of hobbit when he's gone, hobbit as much as we can, order our groceries, you know, just keep it really basic. And another thing we do that we really have started looking forward to is I have a jumbo list of like old school kid movies. And we have been watching through them, not even like super old school, but just like not current, like Disney movies or whatever. We watched Parent Trap. That was good. I was afraid my twins were going to like be tripped out and be like, wait a minute, you know, whatever. But so, yeah. So just things like that. I would say your biggest priority needs to be like time with God before the kids and then actual restful, holy rest when the kids go to sleep. So I'm not taking my own advice right now. Because I'm recording a podcast. That is, it does fill my cup, but I'm talking more like watch a movie your husband might not want to watch. Take a bath. Take a fancy bubble bath. Take an everything bath where you like face mask and everything. Do your best to keep like homemaking work day and have it end when your husband would normally get home. You know, try to have the dishwasher loaded and all the things and have your physical labor be able to be done right after dinner. And then you can just enjoy your kids and do bath time and do all those things, but just enjoy your kids. I would also say speaking about meals is like get some paper plates because I'm just not keeping up with the dishes when he's not here. So the less dishes that there are, the less I feel like mean, you know. And then finally, I would say this is an area that I really, really failed in. And my husband said something to me a couple work trips ago. He basically said, like, I feel like when I leave, you ignore me. And he was not wrong. I have really been trying to make sure that I let him know that he's a priority in our life, not just when he's here. And I try to make sure that the kids call him because I can get into like, okay, it's hustle. It's me against the world. I do everything mode. And then as soon as the kids go to sleep, I'm like, I just want to veg or just whatever. But this is a really good time to redate your husband. Like, do you remember whenever you were dating him? I know we did this and you played like 20 questions, like rapid fire, answer these questions, you know, talk about what you miss about him. Talk about what he misses about you. You know, ask him constructive questions for your marriage. And I'm going to put a plug in for two apps. They kind of do the same thing. One is called Paired. P-A-I-R-E-D, and one is called Agape, A-G-A-P-E. Both do about the same thing, not sponsored, just literally. We've used both. Paired, I have to give the disclaimer that they can have some questions that can be of like questionable morality. Not going to go into them, but I would just say that like, make sure that you and your husband are on the same page before some of that content might come up. And like, for instance, this is how both the apps work. You scroll through and there's questions in various topic areas, financial communication, actual communication, conflict resolution, bedroom stuff, love languages, you know, parenting, dreaming, whatever. And you are able to go through these, and let's say you find a question that's like, what's your favorite memory from childhood? You would answer that question and your husband gets an alert because your apps are paired with each other. Your husband gets an alert that you answered this question. And so he can answer the question, but he can't see your answer until he honestly answers his question. And so it's great because then as soon as he answers the question, it unlocks it for both of you and he can see what you wrote and you can see what he wrote. And then it allows you to discuss if you want to. There's a lot of questions that we never would have asked each other. And so it feels like we're dating again, where you're kind of like waiting for him to answer a question and, you know, something like, when, what was the moment you knew you loved me? You know, what is your favorite physical attribute about me? What is my favorite physical attribute about you? There's even little quizzes that you're kind of like answering, kind of like, was it the couples game or the marriage game or whatever, where like you're answering how you think he would answer and he answers how he thinks you would answer. And then he answers for yourself and you get to see like how each other has done. Things about dreaming about future vacations and stuff like that. That feels like to me the most crucial thing that I think a lot of, well, me and military spouses are missing. When our spouse is gone, that is an incredible opportunity to, without distraction, really connect with them. Because I know we can watch our shows and, you know, we come together in the Marriage Act. And but some of these things, it's like out of nowhere, I wouldn't just be like, when did you first feel like you fell in love with me? But when it's through the app, like, I don't know, you can be a little more candid. Like, there's some things, like I said, on those apps that'll talk about, like, illicit images. Maybe, like, what's your favorite illicit video you've seen? Or, you know, like, something like that. We just don't answer those questions. Because if we don't answer them, it doesn't pop up to the other person. You know what I mean? Some of it is like political discussion and it's open-ended. It's not like, what do you think about so-and-so? It's like, where do you find yourself on the political spectrum? What is the most important political issue to you right now? You know, they're just really good conversations. I will say Agape seems less spicy. So if your marriage needs some spiciness, I would say use the Paired app. I think there's like a 14-day free trial or something. Agape is more conversational. And so we did the Paired app for a while, and now we're doing the Agape app. I still feel like we liked Paired better, even though some of the content I didn't agree with the questioning or, you know, maybe if they were talking about people who had like SSA, if you know what I mean, you know, people that are not living, questions that could maybe have to do with things that are not like in the context of a marriage, you know? So just be aware of that. But we found like it was a really good tool for when we were going through couples therapy, when we were really healing our trust issues and when we were learning how to communicate. And now with all of these TDYs and stuff. So I would say handle the meals. Oh, my biggest one, which was like the headache of today, was anytime my children would start getting along, I would go start a project. Don't start things that you don't want to be interrupted with because you don't have the option. Like they don't have the option. You're the one that they're going to interrupt. So you're setting everybody up for failure. And number two, they were hungry. Like I have a pretty jacked up like hunger reflex. Like I just don't get hungry. And I know that's an indicative of like poor nutrition and stuff. But when they start losing their ever-loving minds and I'm losing it back at them. Like, why are you guys screaming at each other? And I'm like, everyone's blood sugar is probably crashing and that's my fault. So I would say like, keep on top of the snacks and the meals. Prepare yourself for meals, easy meals. I'm talking spaghetti, frozen meatballs and sauce and mac and cheese and chicken nuggets and any other crockpot meal, anything else that's just like boom, 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 meal's done. I don't have to think about it. Keep lunch super simple, peanut butter and jelly. Or breakfast is, we can't do cereal in my house. My kids lose their mind. They just can't handle the sugar. But scrambled eggs, and toast. Or, you know, like, do not try to be mother of the year, because you need to be mother of right now, who keeps everybody alive and is just trying to get everybody to heaven, right? So basically everything has to do with meals. Give yourself some grace and be able to order some takeout. Ask for help from other people. Make sure that you do a load of laundry a day. Use paper plates. Make sure that you're getting up before the kids to get some you time in. And this is a disclaimer. If you have a child who's not sleeping through the night, please don't think that I'm pressing this like unattainable thing onto you. You need to sleep when you can sleep, and you get up whenever you get up. But if you have children who sleep through the night, please, please wake up before your kids. I know that that might not work for everybody, but like, holy cow, does it revolutionize my day? It just does. And the Lord has put it on my heart so many times, like, you have got to get up before these kids. And even if it's just 15 minutes, huge change in my day. I will say it needs to at least be an hour and a half for me. That's just me. I need to get dressed, put a little makeup on, shower, brush my teeth, take my vitamins, come downstairs, drink my coffee in silence, Lectio Divina, pray a little bit, right? Maybe put on a podcast that I want to listen to uninterrupted. But then once the kids wake up, like, it's time for them. And I need to put those things away, and I need to prioritize that, like, this is not my time anymore. I had my time with the Lord, and now it's time to get to work. So that's just me spitballing all the things. I'm going to go try to edit this episode now and hope that my legs stop being numb. So my cat's now in my little recording studio. She came to say hi. So yeah, if you have any podcast episodes, suggestions, there's a link in the show notes. Come say hi on Instagram. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. And I'll see you on the flippity flip.